In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Chapter 2 of St. Luke, the 13th and the 14th verse. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." This is the message of Christmas. The angel said that we were being given peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Now, these are uncontrovertible good things. Peace, everybody here could use a little more peace. I mean, intrapsychically, in your family, not to mention the big issues of the worldwide world stage. Peace is good and discord is bad. That's a value judgment. Now sometimes I meet litigators and very sort of heavy-duty aggressive types, and they say, "I thrive on conflict. I am juiced by controversy and litigation." And I say, "Well, that's terrible. I pity your husband. I pity your children." It is not true that we thrive on controversy and litigation and polemic. It is simply a false idea. The human race thrives on less discord, more unity, because that's when communication happens and love occurs. And there's no one here, deep down, that doesn't want more peace, whether it's your own late-night insomnia or whether it's your very troubled relationships with your sister, or whether it's the Congo. But let's stay with your sister. Now, peace on earth, it is a great thing. And then he says, goodwill towards men. Now here again, no one can really controvert this gift. What this means is, goodwill is simply when you want the best for the other person. Now the thing about relationships is, you can go through terrible times, you can go through financial reversals, you can go through the sickness of a child and the death of a spouse. But if you have an ill will, you cannot. An ill will or malice destroys it. If you actually have an aversion for your husband, the marriage is not going to go. It will not go. And if you have a pronounced aversion to your mother or your dad, all the guilt in the world is not going to give that relationship anything like what you want. And if you have a pronounced, deep, militant envy or contempt for your brother or your sister, it's called an ill will, and there's no hope. That's why he says the gift is goodwill. Now, are you agreed at 11:30 on Christmas Eve that these are two uncontrovertible good things? A goodwill between people and peace in your heart and in your family. Now, the trouble with these great good things that were given to us through Christ at Christmas is that they are very, very frangible. They are highly elusive. At this time of year, it does everybody good to Google Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem, The Bells, in which Longfellow, who was in deep grief over the death of his son in combat during the Civil War, wrote these words, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men." But then from each black accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And in despair, Longfellow writes in deep grief, "In despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." The point is well taken. Peace and goodwill are very, very vulnerable, and they're very weakened in the lives of many of us. I'm very struck by the enormously engrossing power of a sentence that occurs at the end of Thornton Wilder's brilliant novel, inspired novel, entitled The Eighth Day, from the early 1960s. And in it, someone says this: "If I were to decide what is hell, it would be the place in which there is no hope or possibility of change. Birth, feeding, propagating, and death, all in some mighty wheel of repetition. This is why there is a certain disillusionment that sets in over you and me when we hear these remarkably incontrovertible words from God, that I give you peace and I give you goodwill. But we look around us and we see emotional recidivism and tremendous trauma and a great deal of loss. So, to bring this short sermon to its positive point, how do we get it? How is it possible to have peace and a goodwill? Well, oddly enough, the answer is very simple. You have to want it. You have to say it. You have to say you need it. An awful lot of life is a tremendous amount of fruitless activity, like rats in a cage, without ever grappling the great issues that we need. And you need to say, I need to say, the world needs to say, we need peace. This family is in emotional freefall. We need peace. And the moment you say it before God, because truth is always before God. Truth is very rare, and when it occurs, it is before God. It is before the divine forum. The moment you say, oh my gosh, I need some peace, Luther said, the moment you ask it, you have it. And St. Paul said, you have not, because you ask not. AA, I'm not a member, so I can say this, AA is a brilliant fellowship of sufferers who understand that the moment that the sufferer admits the problem, 50% of it changes. Like that. And it actually is magic. When we say, oh my gosh, I need peace. I don't have it. Give me it. That is the prayer. And it is always answered. Similarly to goodwill, if you have a tremendously, desperately envious heart, and a real trouble with somebody, that prayer is answered when you say, I have no goodwill. I need a heart for this man. I need a goodwill towards this impossible woman. I need a new goodwill for this ridiculous, self-destructive child. You ask it, and when you ask it in truth, it always is granted. The scripture calls it repentance. We tend to call it honesty. I would simply say, telling the truth about my life. And in the divine forum, which is here, and on Chevy Chase Circle and Farragut Square, it's there. We have been told that God is good and not withholding, because he sent a benign, sweet-spirited, merciful angel known as Jesus Christ. And this tells us that when we ask for it in truth, when we crave it, when we repent for it, it's given. So look, Christmas Eve. Surely you want some more peace. Is there anyone here who's not craving a goodwill, at least from somebody? Tonight, ask for it. Use words. Give it in a prayer. And the moment you say it as it is, God answers it, and you have it. And that is the great power of when they said, I give you peace on earth, goodwill towards men. I'm going to say a little prayer. Dear God, we bring into this place at Christmas loose ends, and we crave a deeper and better peace, and a more loving and giving will. And in your mercy, help us to want these things, and then in thy mercy, grant us to them, to us, for the sake of your newborn Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We stand for the Creed.